This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
With recent news that the Access to Work application and claims process will be going online later this year, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we thought it would be a good time to find out what this might mean for blind and partially sighted people applying to Access to Work, and maybe the digitalisation might speed up the process a little bit. I'm delighted to say that Roisin Jacklin, Policy Officer here at the RNIB, joins me now to explain a bit more about the digitalisation of the Access to Work application and claims process. Hello, Roisin, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Toby.
Access to Work has sometimes been referred to now and again as the government's best kept secret, Roisin. And for listeners who may not have heard of the Access to Work scheme before, would you mind just sort of outlining what it is all about, how it all works, and how it helps blind and partially sighted people who might be starting out in their work life or people who are already in work?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, Access to Work is a government-backed scheme, and it plays a really important role in supporting blind and partially sighted people in the workplace. It's a grant that people can apply for to cover reasonable adjustments in the workplace that kind of go above and beyond the cost that we'd reasonably expect employers to make. So it can cover things like having a support worker in place or travel to and within work. It can also cover specialist equipment costs, which we know can be really high. So yeah, it plays a really important role in supporting blind and partially sighted people in the workforce.
And as someone myself who has made quite a few Access to Work support applications over the years, I know how time consuming the process can be and how long it can take for a application to be processed and for a decision to be made. Roisin, do we know much about the new online digital Access to Work application and claims process, how it will all work and whether it will be accessible for blind and partially sighted people who use magnification and screen reading software?
Yeah, it's a really important point you make about the delays. It's certainly something we've been campaigning on for the past 2 years. We know this time last year, I think on average, people were waiting 6 months to get support in place, which was really jeopardising a lot of people's jobs. So we're really encouraged and pleased to hear that by the spring, we anticipate to have a fully digitalised Access to Work application and claims process, which hopefully will speed up the process. From what I've heard from my conversations with the DWP, in terms of the online claims process, before it was a really kind of old-fashioned process where people had to fill in paper-based claim forms, then get them countersigned by a manager. And this was really an inaccessible process for lots of blind and partially sighted people. Just the process of getting wet signatures down was really inaccessible. And we'd often hear kind of when blind and partially sighted people were trying to get emails a reasonable adjustment in place instead, that it could be really difficult to get that agreed by advisors. So it's great that we'll have that online claim process. From what I've heard, it'll be an online portal that people log into, and then there you'll be able to upload kind of receipts and look at kind of the previous forms that you've submitted. And there'll also be a chance for you to look at kind of how much of a grant award you have left. And there you'll be able to get your employer to countersign the claim. Really encouragingly, accessibility has been a really key part of the DWP developing the portal from my conversations I've had. And I know one of the members of staff, he's been developing the portal, uses a screen reader himself. So that's really encouraging. We'll obviously, once it's rolled out, be monitoring. And if anyone does come across any issues or barriers, like if they could let us know, we can flag that with the DWP. And then for the application process, there was an older digital application process people could take, but we've heard from the DWP they've been redesigning it because they wanted it to be more usable, more accessible for people. And something they've also said is in this new application form, they're going to be getting more information from customers if they know what their needs are. And they think that this will also kind of speed up the decision-making process, which is good to hear.
And I suppose it's really good that the process is going online, both the application and the claims process as well. And I would hope that maybe that might free up ATW staff to be able to look at the claims and sort of, you know, go through the process and hopefully make decisions and make them a bit quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. The digitalisation of Access to Work is something we've been pushing for years. So we're really pleased to hear that we expect it'll be fully rolled out by the spring.
Finally, Roisin, if listeners would like to find out more about the Access to Work scheme and employment services that the RNIB offer, is there information on the RNIB website for people to find out more?
Yeah, if people head to our employment webpages on the website, there's more information that you can find. And just to flag in the campaigns team as well, if anyone wants to share their experience of either applying or putting a claim to Access to Work, we also have a web form. If you go to rnib.in/ATW form, so you can share your experience with us there.
And of course, the RNIB helpline is there for people if they want to find out more about employment and the Access to Work scheme. And you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, thank you very much indeed, Roisin Jacklin, RNIB Policy Officer, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and explaining to me a little bit more about the digitalisation of the Access to Work scheme.
Thanks, Toby.